I can barely write with my cold hands.
Can you just tell me what you read there?
Best wishes.
I just put down Chulunuik Native Village. God bless.
I'm writing down saying good job to the people that made the YKHC possible.
Jennifer Aguick Stevens of St. Mary's, Michael Jimmy of Chulunuik, and Bernadette Lewis of Trefornik are signing their names and writing messages on a panel that will be placed somewhere in the new hospital building and most likely painted over. But the messages written in black marker by the dedication crowd will live within it. YKHC President and CEO Dan Winkleman, with the help from his team, raised $300 million for the hospital project from various federal, state, and private funders. More than half came from the largest community facility loan ever given by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The project includes building a new primary care facility, renovating the existing hospital, and adding 54 units of staff housing. It's the largest construction project in the region, and when it's done, patients won't have to cross the highway to get dental or optometry care. The added space and funding also means more staff to tend to more patients at the hospital and to travel to villages to provide care. The entire hospital project is dedicated to Paul John, the respected Tuksuk Bay elder who died in 2015 after serving on YKHC's board since the hospital's incorporation in 1969. Gloria Simeon is a current board member who served with Paul John for years.
He would stress that we needed to go back to our teachings and apply them to today. Find ways to apply them to today, because those teachings are the backbone of who we are as Native people. It's the backbone of our culture, and that those teachings should always, always be kept in the forefront of our brains.
The hospital is expected to be completed in 2021. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.